In Jesus' name, well, how is your prayer impudence these days? Impudent prayer. It comes from Luke 11:8, variously translated single-use Greek as impudence, importunity in the King James, boldness, persistence. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence or boldness or impudence or importunity. I have lots of trouble with passages like this. For here in prayer is an invitation to activity, an invitation to wrestle, an invitation to struggle with God. There is an invitation for boldness and persistence and even impudence. The idea might not sit easily with folks like myself that were kind of raised that prayer is always to be kind of passive and mild-mannered and cautious. The invitation here rather is to activity, to engagement, even to mixing it up with the Almighty. So the invitation is to join Jacob, who contended with the divine at Peniel, to join Moses, who struggled in face-to-face conversation with Yahweh in the tent, to join Elijah, who implores God to answer him, to join the two blind men of Jericho who persistently cried out for healing, even though the crowd told them to be silent, to join the Canaanite woman who kept approaching Jesus, even though the disciples told her to go away, to join the centurion who approached and appealed to Jesus for the healing of his servant. The invitation of the parable is to get off the couch when it comes to prayer, abandoning our passivity and coming forth to God what is really on our heart and in our soul. I can tell you that part of what messes up my prayer life is that I am passive. I'm trying to be politically, theologically, divinely correct. So I hide behind platitudes, some of which really miss the point, especially if I'm really wanting something. So I end up saying, God, I know it's your will, and I know that I'm just a creature. And if you just kind of listen, I sort of would like this. And would you kind of pay attention to what I'm really into? Because it would be really nice if you listened to what I have to say and actually gave me what it is that I want. But I'm not really sure that I want it, but I really do want it. And I get all confused spiritually. When I'm really asking for something that I want, but I'm not forthright or I'm not wrestling with God, that creates a spiritual problem for me. And who am I fooling anyway? God knows my heart and soul. God's invitation is to come forward with the way that it really, really is. So, if you desire healing, say so. If you want a blessing, say so. If you'd like your anxiety about summer Greek quelled, say so. If you want the staying power to do what's necessary to do class well, go for it. Where we have attempted to hide our real desires, we flee to the cross. Where Christ's real desire is to forgive us and care for us and love us, and that becomes unambiguously clear. There are no mixed messages at the cross of Christ. His love and forgiveness is total, as is his invitation to impudence and importunity in prayer. Amen? Well, no, not quite. Because sometimes for what I pray, even passionately, is not in my best interest, or not part of God's greater plan, or misses the mark, or sometimes is even sinful. Activity does not necessarily translate into getting what we want, but it does translate, though, into honest conversation with God and into spiritual discernment, because God's conversation with us is the gift that you will receive is the Holy Spirit, so that you can believe that in all of life you are my baptized, my beloved child, my conversational partner in prayer through my Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.